move ballot, so add him to honorable mention as well. Kind of made Nuggets front office kind of made a big bet on him with him over KCP, and then it turned out to be a really, really good idea because he's been better than KCP all year. Up to 16 points starting guard. Defense has been good, hitting threes. Still a crazy person in transition. So yes, Christian Brown makes it. Nuggets wouldn't be where they are without him, for better or for worse lately. But he's been pretty good. So second team. Who else do I have here? Andrew Nembhard. Same thing. Like just starting to sense a theme of what I value in young players. But Andrew Nembhard has been pretty good for a really good team all year. Turned into this like great defender this year, which is guarding everybody. And he's been pretty good. What game where they were on national television and he had a really, really good defensive stop on somebody? It wasn't the Cavs game, but it was some game that I was watching. But yes, he's been great all year. Definitely flipped the switch. I want to say after December, maybe even in January or February. But he just started guarding like all these guards and started doing pretty good at it. And kind of spearheading a top 10 defense from the Pacers in the last 25 to 30 games. So yes, Andrew Nembhard is here. Jalen Duren. I almost had him off for somebody else. Oh, I had him for Alex Saar, but then I bumped off Alex Saar for Jalen Duren just because kind of really improved during the year. I remember the start of the year, Pistons fans were like, oh, I'm not sure how it's going to go with him. We might have to throw him in trade. He's not ready. He's too young. And then I want to say he said something in the media. He was just like, I got to stop. I'm not sure what he said, but he said, essentially, I got to stop playing like a bum. And then he stopped playing like a bum, and he's been really, really good ever since. Stopped fouling, rebounding the ball. Defense has been better, and Pistons are where they are partially because of him. And he's only, what, 22? 21? No older than 23. So sky's the limit. It's going to be interesting to see what his deal looks like in the summer. But yes, kind of looks like they have the Pistons got a real long time a solution at center. And last but not least, I have a Zachary Aristochet. Yes, okay. Like I mentioned before, he's been pretty good all year. Rebounding, passing, scoring. Cornerstone. You've heard it all before. Zachary, he's been good all year. It's going to be great to see him next year. Actually, it's going to be great to see him in the playing game on Tuesday. Because the Hawks made it again. Yay.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma. Not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio, Oneonta's one and only college radio station. Keep it locked, my friends.
A dog, canine without the muzzle. My heart was in the streets. I seen the driving trouble, but know that I've been changing. I'm even meditating. I get so deep in my breathing, I may start levitating just to see what I'm on.
You can have the password to my iPhone. You can check my DMs. But I'm newly changed, so don't check last weekend. Baby, but we're sneaking. But I'm begging and pleading at your front door. Listen to reasons why we should explore. The ups, the downs, the smiles, the frowns. Now tell me if you like how that sounds. First attempt, didn't hit the mark. I'm like a blind Cupid, trying to throw some darts. I put a big ol' target on your big ol' heart. I wrote the sweetest song so you were sounding like a fart. That silly flatching and slipping out on the accident. Truthfully, I be missing this, making love ever passionate. Booty clapping like choirs and tabernacles on Nazareth. Hopping up out that kitty got me staggering. But I'm begging and pleading at your front door. Listening to reasons why we should explore. The ups, the downs, the smiles, the frowns. Now tell me if you like it, that sounds.
Hey, you get me so. Say, ain't gotta be today, but I really wanna make you say.
Chicago got sold up.
Oh, yeah.
I heard Atlanta got big old butts.
Oh, yeah.
Louisiana got some big old butts.
Oh, yeah.
Houston, Texas got the Turkey Leg Hut. Dallas, Texas, meet me at the bazaar.
Right,
I like Atlanta, let me smoke at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
D.C. with other chocolate bar.
Oh, yeah.
St. Louis gotta show me what's up.
Oh, yeah.
I heard Chicago got sold up.
Oh, yeah.
I heard Atlanta got some big old butts.
Oh, yeah.
Louisiana got some big old butts. Houston, Texas, we got the Turkey Leg Hut. Dallas, Texas, meet me at the bazaar. I like Atlanta, let me smoke at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
D.C. with all the chocolate bar.
Oh, yeah.
Big rocks on the frames,
big rocks.
We got stocks of the paints,
stocks.
Fuckin' ride the bangs, SV, bring the range.
SV.
Double C's on the buckle, she got range.
Double C,
courtesies, got put diamonds on the game.
Courtesy.
They know it's me when I'm walking in the bank.
Know it's me.
150 on the Audemars plane,
plain Jane.
Check my stain, I heard Roger, but I never complain. Blood out the brain, on the bitch, but the Audemars plane. Your domain, I was looking for a daddy to blame. Can't do it.
Tiptoe, put your toe like Creflo. Headshot with the you got a vest for. I'm a hitter with the right and the left stroke. She been eating up the pipe, got the best
pipe.
What a jet, I've been capping in the West Coast. I put $5 million in the escrow. Diamonds hit, make a break a neck
line.
She obsessed with the drip, she can't let go.
Drip.
White gold, rose gold pattern.
Two-tone.
Money in the dirt and it's
matted.
Wipe your nose with the ratchet.
Slime.
Stripping modest clothes, gotta have
it.
Touch screen cameras on the tablet. In my jello, my fabric,
my jello.
Carrots on me, where the rabbit?
Where?
I save 100 a week is a habit.
Big
rocks on the frames,
big rocks.
We got stocks of the paints,
stocks.
Flip around the bangs, SV. Bring the range,
SV.
Double C's on the buckle, she got range.
Double C,
courtesies, got put diamonds on the game.
Courtesy.
They know it's me when I'm walking in the bank.
Know it's me.
150 on the Audemars plane,
plain Jane.
Check my stain, I heard Roger, but I never complain. Blood out the brain, on the bitch, but the Audemars plane. Your domain. I was looking for a daddy to blame. Burn his remains. Now he can't do it again.
Sorry, I was being picky with the beats. That was Big Rocks, Offset, and Young Thug. So yeah, we're done with the awards. But the NBA never sleeps. There's been a lot of things going on. And big news always happens on a Tuesday after the show. So yeah, let's start from chronological order. The Nuggets just fired everybody on a random Tuesday. You know, Anytime the group chat is blowing up or I'm getting screenshots of the tweet, something's going on. But yes, Nuggets fire Mike Malone, fire the GM Calvin Booth. After having almost a week to think about it, they had their reasons. I mean, like, I always think about, like, the rationale for firing a coach or a GM. And we're going to start with the easy part. The GM, he should have been fired, but he's not a good GM. I talked about him, I want to say before winter break, maybe after winter break. Before winter break, I think. But yeah, he's not a good GM. He's tied himself into not so good contracts. Jokic hasn't had a all-star partner in his whole career, which isn't good if we're talking about an MVP player. Michael Porter contract, Jamal Murray contract, Zeke Nnaji contract. The Reggie Jackson thing was weird. Just hasn't done a good job of building this team. I think Jokic and Mike Malone have really put like a lot of glue and like duct tape around this thing he's built, and they made it work. They won a championship, but I do think his time has come to an end, rightfully so. But with Mike Malone, it's a little more nuanced. Apparently, they didn't really like him. I don't know what happened, but yeah, the team, the relationship with Mike Malone just wasn't there. Nuggets have been undercover really bad for like the past like 2 months. Defense has really gotten worse. And yeah, and I always see how like players talk about him and like how the team reacts to a coach like after they're losing. And I'm not gonna lie, the Nuggets players seem happy that Mike Malone's gone. So maybe it's a good idea. I've always thought that their assistant coach, David Adelman, should have been a coach a while ago. So I guess he gets that job now. And I'm pretty sure they're on a 3-game win streak since they fired him. So Nuggets are kind of a scary team to face. I think that Nuggets-Clippers series is going to be must-watch TV. And yeah, a lot of changes coming for the Nuggets. Actually, now that I think of it, last week, I was like, if the Nuggets lose in the first round, they gotta do some soul searching. And they did a lot of soul searching before the playoffs. But yeah, Mike Malone gone. Not really too mad about it. Like, I mean, it's crazy. Would I have fired him? I don't know. I didn't have all the news, but I think it's interesting. And we'll see where Mike Malone ends up. But yeah, changes in Denver. There was also another change today with the Suns. Fired Mike Budenholzer. Not surprised. By far, the least surprising head coaching fire we've had in like the last 4 months. just wasn't right fit. Kind of underachieved with that team for multiple reasons, you can say, but he underachieved nonetheless. I just think not being a playing team with two All-NBA players, two universally known top 15 players, there's just not a good reason for you not to be in the play-in. They couldn't beat the Kings. They couldn't beat the Kings for like months. And the Mavericks have been playing guys they picked off the street, and they still can't hit the plan. And I think Mike Budenholzer deserves a lot of the blame for that, among others, of course. But yeah, Mike Budenholzer gone. As for the Suns, a lot of things going on with that team. Probably going to trade KD. We'll see about the Devin Booker thing. But they kind of don't have their picks in like 4 years, so I don't know what they're gonna do about that in terms of trading Devin Booker. But yeah, I don't know how they're gonna rebuild this team on the fly, but they'll try their best. Other Suns things, but yeah, and as for Bradley Beal, we'll see where he goes. We'll see who the next Suns coach is. A lot of changes for the Suns. They're kind of just like a really, really big question mark. Ooh, actually, that might be a whole new segment for like next week, the biggest question marks. But that's not all the news. Pelicans fired their GM, David Griffin. With this, not surprised. I felt like the Pelicans were going to make some changes because they were like a bottom five team all year. But yeah, David Griffin. I think he has his strengths and weaknesses. His strengths are like he's really good at drafting. I don't think the Pelicans have missed on a draft pick in like the last, or since he's been there, outside of like Kyra Lewis. like Jordan Hawkins, even though shaky sophomore year, he's been good for the most part. Eat Meese, starting center for the future right now. Trey Murphy is great when he's on the floor. That's pretty much the only big question with him. Other players. Jose Alvarado was a good find. Herb Jones was a good find. So I think, yeah, he's done a really good job of drafting talent, evaluating talent in the draft. But the team building part and building like a cohesive roster just hasn't been there. So when you only have like what is it? One series win or one playoff win in like 6 years, give or take. Something's really gonna have to shake. So they fire him. Little bit of concern with who they're gonna bring in for GM. Are they gonna bring in Joe Dumars? We'll see. I'm in the wait and see mode right there, but can't lie to you, I'm a little skeptical on that front. Joe Dumars hasn't been the lead decision maker of a team in, we're in 22 years, give or take, 20 years. So I don't know. Things have changed. I think ways of building an NBA team has changed, of what like you need, what you kind of don't really need. Is he going to be as good of a drafter as David Griffin was? We'll see. I think that bar is kind of high on that front. But hey, he has some holes on this roster. Biggest question for me though, for him, is are they trading Zion Williamson? What pick do they get? Who will he draft with that pick? A lot of questions for the Pelicans and Joe Dumars, their new decision maker, or whenever that gets finalized. But yeah, Pelicans, Suns, I feel like I missed. Oh yeah, the Suns are about to pay 4 coaches in 4 years, so they hopefully got to get it right next time. Is that it? Nuggets. We'll see who they get, but I think they have found their coach of the future. Got to figure out the GM stuff. If they do lose in the playoffs, they need to really go just upgrade the team. Really make some changes, because I just think you got to have a Hall of Famer next to Jokic, because that's just how it is. If you look around the league and around the history of the league, MVPs usually have really good teammates. So I think Jokic kind of got to get one for Jokic too. But yeah. Anything else? Oh yeah, the Pelicans. We'll see if they keep Willie Green. That's a big question too. But yeah, that is pretty much. I'm pretty sure that's all the NBA talk, unless something happens when I look at my phone. But yeah, I'll be back.
Speakers is knocking, my pockets is heavy. I'm checking my phone, stop by the 7-Eleven. In the parking lot chilling, I'm just counting the extra. I'm sticking to my man's cause his prices is better. I put some hammers on the 50 and I Louis my leather. My Tully Beretta, my Shirley, my Jetta. For surely I'm activated, clocking the check. I'm making the mad, I earn me the bag. I sharpen the jab, I'm Bernie the Mac. It's rude to the game, I'm blue to the pay. It's 6 in the morning, but I touch A. I'm in the back of the Maybach, pwned it. Hitting to my show like Truman. Bad in the kitchen, then she juicing. Put a kit on a horse, now it's moving. 3-piece ride, clock and pay Ole. Put it in my palm, show me that you own it. Maybe hella fine, I wonder if she gone. 3-piece ride, 3-piece ride, 3-piece ride. Clock and pay Ole. Put it in my palm, show me that you own it. Maybe hella fine, I wonder if she gone. 3-piece ride, 3-piece ride, 3-piece ride. Sliding through the point, I'm not a rap star. It's 30 in the joint, but I don't want no don't scry. I really just be cool, but them jack boys heavy. What the fuck I'm gonna do? I'm paranoid, it's right. Everybody got a mask, and I'm on the everybody got a stash.
Three-piece ride.
Baby girl's heading, and I'm trying to get some money. I can fly you to the hand.
Three-piece ride.
Light skin and chop, hand wash and chop. Bad for the eyes, caught on by surprise. My rock a bob, my clip hold a lot. My whip auto drive, I smoke and I glide. Bitches when I walk in, I be going all in. How I'm balling.
Three-piece ride.
I get it out the trunk. Speaking of me, I don't give a f- cause I'm three-piece ride. Clock and pay only. Put it in my palm. Show me that you own it. Maybe hella fine. I wonder if she gone. Three-piece ride. Three-piece ride. Three-piece ride. Clock and pay only. Put it in my palm. Show me that you own it. Maybe hella fine. I wonder if she gone. Three-piece ride. Three-piece ride.
Three-piece ride.
Parties that was dangerous and fun, cause every hood be up in there. Ooh, she can meet you some fine freaks.
Oh my God. You
off a beat. I'm f***ing on that they paying out here for free. I'm styling with no stylist, they clean, I got OCD. You f***ing off when you follow, you sheep. Hit a buff with hollows and make them weak. Yeah, that red and blue cool, but I want that green. Ooh, that wire just hit, I feel relief. Ooh. I fly private, it's lit, lit. It's a field trip, buy bags, my type of bags. They be meal ticks, I could f*** a check. I got it still rich. I came straight from the bottom to the top. That's a hill flip. They ain't talking that claw talk, but hit the kill switch. I just wrote up a script. Somebody call up Will Smith. Pockets full of blue hunnids. You would've swore and grip. Ballin', but they ain't James Harden scoring like this. I'm in the game with an SCD. Contagious. I spread the game out to the team. You lame as fuck, I'm probably seen you on the meme. Poppin' this fuck, you probably see me on the screen. Let me floss, Hugo Boss, vroom, vroom, the whip talk, Cuban bust down, yellow diamonds, ooh, he pissed off, white gold, yellow gold, same time, crisscross, I like ghetto, that way too much, lip gloss, drop it off, pick it up, make it shake, drop it off, off, catching feelings, one-handed, damn, she Randy Moss, know the cost, profit loss, I'm a boss, name it Marcus, Saxon, Fifth, we don't do no draws, I made back gloss, 6-4 gloss, candy paint, we dripping off, you bought all them watches, but ain't bought no house, you false, hard on cold, even frost. Believe she wake up lost. Got that sauce, I got Santa Claus, Lamborghini, new Ferrari. Driving crazy, I'm not sorry. What a thought, I was a collector, high keeper, Barbie, love a Paulie. You can never school me, baby. I'm too tardy, I'm a dog. Be my mom, my permanent is sharp. They jealous, they envious of me. I'm rich, I'm popping, got it popping off a beat. I'm f***ing on that, they're paying out here for free. I'm styling with no stylist, they clean, I got OCD. You soft, soft. Follow you, sheep. Hit a buff with hollows and make them weak. Yeah, that red and blue cool, but I want that green. Ooh, that wire just hit, I feel relief.
Woo. I got the drink, I got the smoke in rotation. Head on a swivel rotation. I got the back door swinging rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation. I got the drink, I got the smoke in rotation. Head on a swivel rotation. I got the back door swinging rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation.
112th Street, Deuce Line, tell a friend, parking lots, dope spots, hard rock, come again, duke it out or shoot it out, got out, who was him, pack him out or stall him out, we need to find out where he live, GTAs, 211s, double dutching, Mac 11, Section 8, welfare, EBTs, on the dresser, crash dummies, real killers, fast money, kill, blast for me, real, ask for me, deal with you, pay it fair, play it fair, here's a scale, way ahead, kick a dough, hit a joke, take it all, hit the stairs, yellow bricks, pedal. Johnny bounce, hit his hip, make that do a flip. I'm a vet, I'm a rep, I'm a boss, I'm a flex, I'm a turner for the set. Take this bottle to the neck. Pre-rolls for the more licks for the homies. 500 for the case, share it with the members only.
I got the drink, I got the smoke in rotation. Head on a swivel rotation. I got the back door swinging rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation. I got the drink, I got the smoke in rotation. Head on a swivel rotation. I got the back door swinging rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation.
Pull up, pop, hop out, drop, chopsticks on me.
drop chopsticks on me.
So on the real, let's pledge allegiance right now.
Okay, I slide by myself, I don't need no help.
That's right.
On the seat, no safety belt.
Say what?
I slide by myself, I don't need no help.
That's right.
On the seat, no safety belt.
Okay, now.
Get off if you mad, get off if you mad. Get off if you mad, get off if you mad. I'ma get off if I'm mad, get off if I'm mad. Get off if I'm mad, I'ma get off if I'm mad.
I got the drink, I got the smoke in rotation. Head on a swivel rotation. I got the back door swinging rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation. If it's war, double back in rotation.
Oh, that was rotation, J-Rock. Last but not least, playoffs start next week. A lot of series that should be pretty cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, I'm so loud. Okay, so Knicks Pistons. I'm not really worried about the Pistons, I'm not going to lie. I think we're just a better talent. We're just a better team, more talented team. As long as our starting five is healthy, which I'll get to what that starting five might look like, we should be fine. I think we should wrap it up in like five, six if something crazy happens. But I think five is probably how we end the series. As for the starting lineup, I'm kind of all for benching Josh Hart for somebody. I don't know. You can go big, start Mitchell Robinson, or you can go small, be a little quicker with Deuce McBride. So I guess it's more of a matchup thing, but I feel pretty good that I think Josh Hart will be better off the bench. I think he's kind of been overextended this year. And I think it'd be cool to scale him back just a little bit. I would have preferred if you scaled them back in the regular season to see how it looks like and not in the playoffs. But I do think him off the bench with him and like Landry Shamet, who's been playing really good. And I guess in this case, we're starting Mitch Robinson, like him, Deuce McBride, Landry Shamet. And we'll see what our start. We'll see who our backup center looks like. If that's a Precious Achiuwa, but I think that'd be a good move. As for the players, Jalen Brunson's gonna be Jalen Brunson. I'm not really worried about him. Karl-Anthony Towns, his finger, he definitely has a finger injury that's kind of been hindering him for the last like month. But he needs to shoot threes. He's been like rolling to the rim a lot more than I'd want him to. So I think shooting more threes is kind of key to us winning. Yes, threes. Threes are a big thing. I'm pretty sure I read a stat. We have an 82 win percentage when we hit more than 12 threes. And like our win percentage is in the dumps when we don't hit threes. And that's kind of just been a recurring theme all year, not shooting enough. So kind of have to shoot enough. But I do think we get them out pretty quick. Just need good series from OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges, and just need Mikal Bridges to be aggressive, especially in the clutch. But yes, as for the other series, Clippers Nuggets, that might be the series I watch with a really close eye, just because those two teams are kind of on fire right now. I'm pretty sure the Clippers have won their last eight. Defense is great. Kawhi's been great. James Harden, all NBA player, been playing really, really good. Zubats might be third best center this year. Team is really flowing right now. So, and going to the Nuggets, who are kind of a hard team to, not a hard team to game plan for, but they do have a new coach, have been on a bit of a good run, and vibes are high. So we'll see how that goes for that series. Whoever plays the Rockets in the 2-7 should be a fun series. I'm pretty sure the Warriors kind of got lucky with them losing, because now they hopefully should beat the Grizzlies, who've been kind of not great, and then they go against the Rockets, and I'm picking the Rockets in that series. I'm picking the Warriors in that series, just because Warriors have a lot of playoff, I guess you can call it playoff pedigree, with Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, Draymond Green. So they should probably win that series. In the East, Pacers, Bucks. Going to be a lot of question marks if the Bucks lose. So we'll put a pin in that. And like, the Pacers are on fire, but the Bucks are on fire too. But it's kind of up to Dame's health on that front. So that's a series. And then, the 3-6 series, Lakers and Timberwolves. I think a lot rides on that series for the Timberwolves and Chris Finch, because honestly, I think if you had to name some coaches who are on the hot seat, I think Chris Finch is there, especially if they lose in the first round. I think he might be out of there. So, and then for us, I think if we lose really bad in the second round, I think Tibbs is gone too, but that's another thing. But yes, Timberwolves gonna be cool to see if Finch is like not stubborn, and if he's gonna go like small, because I know that was kind of a thing last year with Rudy Gobert, and Lakers kind of don't really have a real big man, so they're gonna go small. They're gonna go Dorian Finney-Smith, LeBron, Vanderbilt, or whoever you want, Rui Hachimura, and yeah. But the Timberwolves can go small. They have Randle, they have Naz Reid, they have Jaden McDaniels, so we'll see if he really wants to play Rudy Gobert, because I think that can really make or break this series. But yeah, a lot of basketball talk, guys, but it's been cool.
Kiss, that's when I kiss me.
That was Kiss Me by Cassie. There's some technical difficulties, but yeah, not much else to talk about. No music really dropped. Yeah.
In the letter she sent, you had me thinking you were out with your friends. I'm so foolish, play me like I'm stupid, 'cause I thought it was just you and I. Oh. Now I look back on the time that we spent, and I see it in my mind playing over and over again. 'Cause for right now, you got me breaking down, and I just can't figure out why. But this is what you said. Oh. We ride until the day that we die.
That was Rihanna, We Ride. I got another song ready to go, but yeah. A lot of stuff to talk about. Got through it. I'm gonna have a lot of stuff to talk about next week. Same time, same location. Playoffs gonna start, so it should be cool. Hopefully more coaches get fired, so I can talk about it. But yeah, I'll see y'all next week. I may not be where you want me. True. I may not have all the money. True. But you cannot say that my love ain't. True. Cause you know that it's all about you now. True. Sometimes I trip and be bugging. True. And turn right around and won't love it. True. So understand me when I'm wanting. True. Feelings for me coming from you now. Baby, you know I love it so we can't let go. Never know. So I want to. Just to love me. True. I say some things that ain't really true. But that don't mean what I say. True. When I say that I don't love you, true. I said this before, but this time it's true. Cause I cannot lose the one thing that. True. Cause I look at you and I see a story about me and you. Baby, you know I love you so. We can't let go. Never stop. I want to stay right here. Can we?
I'm gripping tight, I won't let go. I hate the things I can't control. I guess God says she's not the one. What the hell does he know? I'm holding on to love like it's mine. But you're sleeping on my arm so that it's only borrowed time. See, you're practically my own bloodline. And I guess for this to work, we needed more stars to align. 'Cause we were so right.
You're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 14th, OnMark presents a website portfolio workshop at IRC at 3 p.m. On Tuesday, April 12th, the Art Gallery will have a showcase at the Hamblin Theater from 1 to 8 p.m. On Wednesday, April 13th, join an art-making reception called Shapeshifter Bodies Like